Good morning. Friday. Another one. One in a series called This Year. This time March 11th is the tag. For those at least in the Eastern time zone that are listening now. As you move the time zones around the world, Friday could be ending. Saturday could be already here. With the wonders of the time zones in this one big wild world we live in. But it's Friday here in Franklin. Steve Sherlock here for Steve's 2 cents. With today's thoughts, just completed a short walk. Got a sneeze coming, so I may have to hold and pause. As I stifle it, you can listen to the birds in the meantime. They're in the background. Hopefully they'll come through. It was interesting, the Conservation Commission had posted to the Franklin website. I noticed that since we're into spring, vernal ponds, tree frogs, night sounds are going to start waking up or start appearing. As I did my walk briefly last night, yes, I was hearing those night sounds. It was a different set of night sounds than during the middle of the winter. In the middle of the winter, you just get the rustle of the trees under the weight of snow. Or maybe a leaf skipping along the ice. It's totally a different sound from the tree frogs, cicadas, birds, and other night things. What do you hear in your area? Are there any specific sounds that are prominent? Clearly the other piece that it's always a background and you can hear is the 495 traffic. It's about a half mile away as the crow flies, and yet it's a prominent background noise, ebbing and flowing with the traffic. Sometimes louder as the trucks go by, sometimes less as there are gaps appear in the traffic. And then of course the train. We've talked about that before. There's 5 crossings, grade level crossings, as it makes its way from Forge Park to downtown Franklin and then on into Boston. So each of those 5 crossings, it blows its horn, its signal, 3 distinct sounds. Each technically a signature by the engineer. It's their personalization of the signal. It's not automated, it's a button push. So it reflects their patterns of life, maybe how they're feeling that day. If they're feeling a little frustrated, maybe it's a little longer and a little bit harder. Who knows? But there are distinct patterns, supposedly, to the signals that, while it's a standard set of beeps, long and short, there's a signal pattern that engineers can make their own. Do you have such a pattern of your own sounds? Have you heard yourself walking? Have you heard yourself talking? Clearly, I hear myself when I replay the podcast, the audio. Somebody mentioned I have a radio voice. I hadn't really considered that, but I guess I do to that extent. Maybe in my next life, next iteration, we can do more of that. With the distinct tinges of Boston creeping through my words and pronunciations so people know where I'm from. Although I've been in a few places. Certainly born and raised here in New England, spent time in Jersey, spent a brief bit of time in the Midwest in Illinois, and then back here to New England. all of those things, all of those events, all of those senses, sensations, noises, occurrences, that's what makes up our lives, how we react to them, how we incorporate them, that becomes us. So we'll focus on the sound today and what we hear and what you hear. As the crocuses start popping through the grounds here, are plants coming alive in your place? After the pause for the birds, we'll sign off, let you go and listen and reflect. And if you've got a chance to record some of your own sounds, share them back. I'd love to hear. So would probably everybody else, or most of everybody else, maybe not everybody else, but some people would certainly like to hear what's going on around the place. This is a wide and wonderful world. And so we'll sign off today. Again, Steve Sherlock for Steve's Two Cents here in Franklin. Until next time, be good. Take care.